Is Satan male or female? Are there female devils and angels? The Bible mentions the goddess Ashtoreth. Asking whether Satan is male or female automatically leads to the question of whether there are female demons, female devils and female angels. It's not a silly question in light of the many goddesses of Greek, Roman and Egyptian mythology, and those of voodoo. Even the Holy Bible makes mention of a goddess called Ashtoreth. We read, "For Solomon went after Ashtoreth the goddess of the Sidonians," 1 Kings 11, verse 5. If the Bible, which is God's instruction and revelation regarding spiritual matters, makes mention of a goddess, shouldn't that be enough to convince us that goddesses are female spirits? Only if we fail to consider all of the rest of what God's word says on the question of female spirits. The gender of all angels. In the Bible, our final authority on spiritual matters, we see that all angels have male names. Those whose names aren't given are clearly identified as male through the use of he, or they are called men. Now then, Satan, his demons and devils, as well as all the holy angels in service to God, are angelic beings. Satan is the covering cherub in Ezekiel 28, verses 13 through 19. A cherub is an angel. Therefore, Satan is an angel. Remember that in biblical scripture, all angels are identified as male. So, is Satan male or female? Keeping in mind that he is an angel, we have to answer that he is male. And remember that Satan, Lucifer and the devil are all one and the same spirit. Again, is the devil male or female? The answer is that the devil, Satan, Lucifer, or whatever you want to call him, is male. But what about the fallen angels who became demons? Are the female demons, devils and angels among them? To answer this question, we have to know what an idol god is. The true identity of idol gods. The Apostle Paul teaches us that idols are actually devils. He wrote, "What say I then? That which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils, and not to God," 1 Corinthians 10, verses 19 and 20. So, we see that idols are actually devils, who are actually evil angels. Because they are angels, they must be male. Correct? Yes, that is correct, if we consider that we do not find female angels in biblical scripture. But why then did the Bible call Ashtoreth a goddess? Wouldn't that be a female angel or a female demon or devil? There are various explanations for who the sons of God are in Genesis, chapter 6, verse 2. However, only one appears to make sense: they are angelic beings, not mortal men. Some come to this conclusion based on the reasoning that it appears that giants came onto the scene after these sons of God married the daughters of men, mortal women, and had children with them, children who were giants. See Genesis, chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. We do not read that there were any daughters of God who married the sons of men. Only the other way around. From Genesis to Revelation, good and evil angels appear as males. Now then, let's not forget that the Apostle Paul taught us that an idol is a devil. So, because Ashtoreth is a goddess, she is an idol. And because she is an idol, she is a devil. And remember that Satan, who is Beelzebub, prince of the devils, transforms himself into an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. What is to stop him from transforming himself into a female angel? What is to stop his demons and devils, who are idols, from transforming themselves into female demons and devils or goddesses? But what would be the point? And if Ashtoreth was not really a goddess, why would the Bible refer to her as such? First, we are told that Satan deceives the whole world, Revelation 20, verse 8. And we are told he is the father of lies, St. John 8, verse 44. Any and every lie interferes with the truth. That is why witnesses in our court system take an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Also, there is reason to believe that biblical scripture refers to female spirits and demons as goddesses, because that is what the people who worshipped them called them. In the 82nd Psalm, we read, "I have said, ye are gods, and all you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes, verses 6 and 7. So we see that just because we call someone something, that doesn't make them what we call them. The people were called gods, but in reality, they were mortals, and died like mortals. Female devils in my dreams. Consecrated believers in Jesus are often engaging in spiritual battles, and enduring trials of faith. At times, the Lord reveals spiritual things to them in dreams. Some have reported having dreams of battling against a female devil. When they awoke, they understood that the dream spoke to them regarding the spiritual battle in which they were engaged. However, they were puzzled as to why the evil entity attacking them in the dream was a female demon or devil. Keep in mind that Jesus, who is our wisdom, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, appears in the book of Proverbs as wisdom personified as a female. Some have referred to him as Lady Wisdom. If you compare what Lady Wisdom is and does in the 8th chapter of the Proverbs, you'll find that she perfectly matches what Jesus is and does. Lady Wisdom, however, is not a lady. She is the Son of God, not the daughter of God. By the same token, we see that evil is personified as a strange woman in chapters 2, 5, 6, 7, and 23 of Proverbs. Again, if you consider what these chapters say that the strange woman is and does, you'll find that she is Satan. Likewise, though Satan is the strange woman in these passages of the Proverbs, that does not make him a goddess or a she-devil. Remember that all our questions regarding the spiritual world should be taken from the word of the God who created all things natural and spiritual.